Penn and Dusty here with you on your way home, and we're talking people who can't take a hint. Hello, Vivian.
Hello.
So you're actually the opposite of Penn?
Yeah, see, there was this guy I liked, pretty fit, and we met a couple of times. I got some pretty good vibes from him, you know. Thought maybe this could get interesting, so I did all the normal things, laughed at his jokes, even though they were really lame, talked to him a lot, and that sort of thing. From that, you'd think a girl would be interesting, wouldn't you?
Well, Dusty, he has not had any attention from females ever.
That's blatantly untrue.
Ever. But yeah, I'd definitely be thinking that you were into me, were that the case. I take it that's not how the story goes.
Yeah, exactly. I was doing everything I could, right? Up to the point where my friends were telling me to leave it alone. That he was obviously not into me. Which is completely ridiculous. Hello, have you seen me? But then my pride was taking a massive hit and was invested in this whole thing, right? Anyways, for a couple of weeks, I was constantly flirting, texting, stocking up on popsicles and bananas, buying all these silly low-cut tops and backless things, until finally I got his flatmate to let me into his room, and I waited for him on his bed.
On his bed?
Fully on his bed. I wouldn't tell you what I was wearing, but anyway, he'd got it in, seen me, and then... And then he was like, what are you doing here?
No.
You're kidding.
Just how thick is this guy? I'm completely fed up. And I tell him, what else do you need me to do? Why aren't you a bloody invitation?
Oh my God, Vivian, you did not.
I'm just going to wait for Penn to stop laughing.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done, I swear. I'm done.
But, you know, maybe he was gay or something.
No, I don't think so. We went out for a bit after that, thank God, but still, waste of my time.
Good on you for getting something out of that ordeal.
God, didn't he think you were stalking him or what? Showing up in his room like that.
In my experience, well, except that one obviously, guys tend to appreciate quite a lot.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Vivian.
No problem. Love your work, guys.
We'll be right back after Cascada gets people off the dance floor.
You mean evacuate the dance floor?
That's what I said, Dusty. I'm worried about this hearing problem of yours.
Right, because I'm obviously the one with health problems.
Hey, what are you implying? I'm fighting fit!
Turn the music, let's get out on the floor. I like to move it, come and give me some more. Watch me get physical, out of control. There's people watching me, I never miss a beat. Still the night